for the deliverance of your family tree. In this message from various instances in the Bible, Pastor explains the negative patterns and curses that could be operating in your family tree, the causes of it, and how to identify it. Once the Holy Spirit reveals the curse to you, this message encourages that it can be broken off in prayer, as Jabez did, and be blessed indeed.
Of Judah, Perez, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobai. I won't make you read everything. just the first verse, and the ninth and the tenth verse. Ninth and the tenth verse. The reason I wanted to read it is because I want deliverance to come out of your mouth. Amen. Ninth verse together. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, that thou would keep me from evil, that it would not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. How many of you believe that God will grant you that which you request? If you have prayed it, then God will answer you. Look at somebody and see, if you have prayed it, God will answer you. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to title the message, Praying for the Deliverance of Your Family Tree. Because we've been touching on that last week, and we're going to pray together towards the end of the message. Look at somebody and say, praying for your family tree. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you believe that God has got plans for your family? Amen. There are families that I've seen in years of ministry that no matter how much you try to pray for them, it might be healing, it might be an area of their life, but you don't see deliverance happening. And I've always asked the Lord, Lord, I've prayed for them in this area. I've fasted and prayed at some times. Why is it not their deliverance in this particular area? And the Holy Spirit said, the reason is because there is a curse. So men of God, if you are praying for somebody for healing, and you know it's God's will that they be healed, and if they are not healed, chances are that you are dealing with a curse. And let me tell you, every curse can be broken off in the name of Jesus Christ. God wants you to be blessed and walk in the blessing of God. Look at somebody and say, God wants you to be blessed and walk in the blessing of God. Amen. So there are three dimensions to salvation. I mean, sometimes people ask, I'm saved, I'm baptized, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, God is using me, can I be under a curse? Yes. That is because there are three dimensions of salvation. We know that when we were born again, or when you accepted Jesus, your spirit was saved. For everyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. So the old is gone where? In your spirit. You have become alive unto God. Your spirit is perfected before God. But you still, if you are a BCom failure, you're still a BCom failure in your soul. If you are 56 kilos, you are still 56 kilos. Are you with me? There is nothing that has happened in your soul or in your body. And so the book of James says, receive with meekness the implanted word of God, which is able to save your soul. So spirit is saved, salvation of the soul is going on, it's being saved, which is able to save your soul. And we know from Romans 8, your body shall be saved when Jesus Christ comes back in great glory. And when you're caught up to meet him, you shall be translated into a glorious body. If you're understood so far, say amen to that. Some of it is going to be preaching, some of it is going to be teaching, some of it is going to be just laying on of hands, some of it is going to be prophetic, some of it is going to be word of knowledge, but you're gonna walk into the deliverance that God has kept for you in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So you can be a new creation But there could be a curse that is working, or a negative impact that is working on your soul or on your body. And that's where the battle is. Some of you fight as believers. You are baptized, you are anointed, you are filled with the Holy Ghost, but you are fighting battles in your soul and you are wondering where that is coming from. That is could be a sign of a curse operating in your family tree. And tonight, say in the name of Jesus, it can no longer operate. I break your power over my family, over my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to say that with your mouth, because through your mouth will come forth the deliverance. So if I ask you to say it with passion. Say it with faith. Say it with the loudest voice you can. And say, in the name of Jesus, no more shall a curse operate in my soul or in my body or family in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus told Peter, I am giving you the keys of the kingdom. You remember that? Amen. It's not keys, which is plural. I mean, there are areas that God wants to open up for you. Look at somebody and say, there are areas that God wants to open up for you. Even tonight, there are areas in your life which has never been opened that the Holy Spirit wants to open up for you. He's authorizing the church in the name of the Lord to open up areas. You have had revelation in certain areas, but certain areas are bound. If you are truthful, if you are honest, you know it. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, let the bound areas be opened up in the name of Jesus. May you receive the revelation of God's warmth, God's light and blessing in that area. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, there is a part that is opening up. Amen. There is a part that God wants to open up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. So I want to deal with a couple of things, and maybe through the week to come, because you know, God will help us through with the whole message. But certain areas that the Holy Spirit is showing me will only I pray for. Amen. The causes of curses, we have heard so many talks on that, but certain areas that I want to deal with tonight. The struggle of the firstborn and the struggle of the secondborn and the curse of the innocent blood. You remember in the you know, David was a man after God's own heart. He was anointed, he was a worshipper, he was a king, God anointed him, he was a worshipper, he was a mighty man of God. Amen. He was passionate for the Lord. He was a man after God's own heart. But the day he killed Uriah, God said, there shall be a curse in your family and it shall continue on. Because Uriah was innocent. Innocent blood. Are you with me? Amen. Now God forgives you. When you repent, God forgives you. But Satan never forgives and never forgets. Look at somebody and say, Satan never forgives, no forgets. Amen. Look at Exodus chapter 20 verse 5. God in the commandments, he said, if you worship an idol, you shall be cursed up to the third and to the fourth generation. One generation biblically is about 50 years. Some people, Bible scholars say 40 years, but biblically 50 years. Some others say it's 50 years. So four generations is almost 200 years. But there are curses that, you know, when God cursed the Moabites, it went on to the 10th generation. And that is why, like I said last week, doctors would ask you, what is your family like? What is your family tree like? Do you have this in your family? Is there a hereditary disease? Inherited sicknesses. So it is there. So doctors want to find that out. You might not believe in a curse, but doctors do. So they try to find it out. A negative pattern that is there. But tonight, that negative pattern has to break in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And unless you break it, it won't be broken. See, the laws were made, and the law does not enforce itself. For example, you know, the law does not enforce itself. Does the law enforce itself? The law is that you shall not speed over, say, 100. For some of you who have super bikes, okay, 200. Just kidding. The law says that, but the law doesn't enforce that. To enforce that, there are law enforcement agencies. Are you with me? So you might know the word, but the word by itself does not enforce it. You have to apply that word. Sometimes you have to act on it. Sometimes you got to just do that word. There's a book called Kennedy Curse. Kennedy Curse. It speaks about the Kennedy family. You can Google it, you'll find that book. It's written by an unbeliever, not by a believer. Huh? And there this man speaks about how he could sense and see curse attached to the Kennedy family, where when somebody was about to come into prominence in their family or come to a position, this curse would start operating. So as long as you are a nobody, the curse doesn't operate. Are you with me? But the moment you come to your own space, or you come to be somewhere or some place where God is taking you up, then these things begin to show up. And if you are able to spiritually discern it, then you can say in the name of Jesus, that has to break off from my life. As long as you don't want to serve God, or you want to sit in some, you know, on the sidelines, or just, you know, be on the fence, or wherever, nothing seems to be, no problem. But you try serving the Lord, or you try to move into the destiny that God has appointed for you, suddenly you find this thing showing up. And it's not natural. There is a demonic force behind it. And even tonight, that has to be broken in the name of Jesus from over your lives. Lift your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, that has to be broken in my life. Amen. For example, you might be born again, but the Bible says, if you honor your father and mother, it shall be well with you and you shall live long on earth. So the moment you don't honor your parents, you're born again, but there's a legal right for that curse of premature death to come into your life. Are you with me? Just an example. You're born again, you'll definitely go to heaven, but it might not be well with you on earth. And definitely you're saved. Definitely God has anointed you with the Holy Spirit, but for you to live long and to enjoy the blessing that God has kept for you on earth, you cannot give a legal entry point for the devil there. Or Joshua. Joshua, after the Jericho was destroyed, he said, the person who builds it back, he will have to suffer the death of the firstborn. Nearly 400 years later, one of the kings, in 1 Kings chapter 16, you will find that, verses 32 onwards, decided to lay the foundation of that city, and he lost his firstborn. See, it is time sensitive. The curse can travel through. It can travel through. Are you with me? How many of you were there last Sunday, last Friday for the message? So you had the foundation. It can travel through. But you can claim exemption from that curse by prayer and by asking the Lord to deliver you. So that curse is broken off in that which area the Holy Spirit has shown you, and is broken off. Look at Genesis chapter 12, verses 11 to 13. Let's just study this. Genesis chapter 12, verses 11 to 13. It's speaking about about Abraham. And it came to pass when he was come near unto Egypt, that he said unto Sarah his wife, Behold, now I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon, fair or beautiful. Are you with me? Abraham is saying to his wife, You are very beautiful to look at. Say that to your wife sometimes, it'll get you a good dinner. Fair or beautiful. Psalm 139 says that we are fearfully and yeah, some are fearfully made, some are wonderfully made. Either of those. Yeah. My wife is wonderfully made, I am. Now, there's a reason I'm saying this joke. Sarah, Abraham is saying, tell them you are my sister. It's half truth, but half lie. The reason is, Egyptians liked fair women. So like this. Now look at Genesis chapter 26. 6 and 7. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, She is my sister. Because he was afraid. And the men of the place should not kill him, for he, because she was fair. Are you with me? He was fair to look upon. So like father, like mother, like daughter. That is why the old people used to say, when you marry a woman, you're marrying a family. So investigate that family. Because the demons in that family will locate you. They married the same type of woman, like the father. And look at Genesis 29, 15 to 18. And Laban said unto Jacob, Be thou what my brother, thou should therefore serve me for naught. Look at this. Had two daughters. The name of the younger one was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, and Rachel was beautiful and well-favored, or very beautiful. Fair and beautiful. Marrying the same kind and the same people for three generations. A particular pattern. You hear that? You see that? Why is it written? She was fair. But they had the same thing through that generation. Sarah was barren for 25 years. Rebekah, the wife of Isaac, was barren for 20 years. Jacob's two wives was barren for 18 years. Are you with me? Tonight, that as to certain evil patterns, negative patterns in your family line has to break in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, let negative patterns, demonic patterns in my family be broken in the name of Jesus. Say that again. Let evil patterns be broken in my family in the name of Jesus. Amen. You need to break it off. Because you find in the Garden of Eden, it was a serpent. The devil came in the form of a serpent. But in the book of Revelation, it was a dragon. So what you allow to continue will become a dragon. Are you with me? In the book of Garden of Eden, in the book of Genesis, it was a serpent. But when it came to Revelation, it was a dragon. The serpent became a huge dragon. So certain things has to break off from your life. Amen. Lift your hand and say that as if you mean it. In the name of Jesus, let every curse, negative pattern, negative thing in my family tree be broken in the name of Jesus. Amen. You remember Goliath, David? David killed Goliath. But how many of you know that Goliath had brothers and sons? And David did not deal with it. So this giants in the family tree of Goliath, they actually waited for David to become weak. 2 Samuel 21, 18 to 22. 2 Samuel chapter 21, 18 to 22. The reason I'm teaching you from the scripture is so that you will have a solid foundation, that you can come out of it solid, solid, solid deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. 2 Samuel chapter 21, 18 to 22. Now we won't read through the whole thing because we've got a lot of things to cover, and more than anything else, we've got to pray. But it says there, when thou shalt, David's mighty men are saying, David, thou shalt not, 17 in the verse, thou shalt not go no more with us for the battle, for you are weak today. 16 in the verse onwards, it was giants, and there were four of them. You can read that till verse 22. And you know, when David was old and weak, all these four showed up. So you don't want the little serpent to become a dragon. Tonight, the serpent has to be broken, has to be bound in the name of Jesus. No more authority over your life when you are weak, when you are old. You don't want that coming up over your life, hallelujah, to destroy you. Whatever that habit is, whatever that cycle is, whatever the negative pattern is, in the name of Jesus, that has to be broken. Gotta lay the axe to the root. Are you with me? Amen. There's a saying, history repeats itself. Same problem. Same problem. Same cycle. In the name of Jesus, let that break in the name of Jesus. Let that break in the name of Jesus. Let every negative cycles in the family tree, in the generation line, break in the name of Jesus. Whether it be a spirit of infirmity, whether it be a curse, whether it be an unclean spirit, whether it be a habitual sin, let it break in the name of Jesus. Generational issues has to be broken. Sometimes you know the scripture. To live right, walk right, you know that. There's a saying usually, you know, how you identify a curse is, you know, when the young people, you're growing up, sometimes you experiment with your sexuality and all that. But if you are under a curse, what happens is a habitual self-abuse or masturbation. You have no control. You keep falling again and again and again and again. You might be married, you might have children, you might have grandchildren. I prayed for old people. I said, Pastor, no control. And that's a sign, it's a curse. There is something in that family tree that is coming against you. That is not normal when you have the Holy Ghost inside of you. When you are saved through the blood of Jesus, when you are set apart your life for Jesus, and when you want to serve Him, something that is blocking your destiny in God, that is coming forth as a habitual sin, is a sign of a curse. And tonight, lift your hand and say, let it break off from my life, every unclean spirit, every generational issue. Let it break off from my life. Open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, church. Lift your hands and praise the name of Jesus. Right there, somebody watching on the net, let that grace, that curse break off in the name of Jesus. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 11. David sinned. You know that scripture. 2 Samuel chapter 11. We are dealing with some strongholds. Amen. I faced those Goliaths in my room and I punched him hard and saw him under my feet in the name of the Lord. And that is why I've come here, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord, to see every sibling of the Goliath being broken off from your lives, that you can enjoy the blessing of God. So if you want to receive, take it in this night. Lift your hands, praise the name of Jesus tonight. Oh, Rakala Siyato, Anyabashin Pratijade, Riley Simanto, open your mouth. Don't be still and silent. Don't allow that curse to work in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 11. Now it came, when David sinned, it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servant with him, but he stayed back. You hear that? He? Yes. Amen. The principle is simple. Kings must always face kings. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Kings must always. You don't send somebody else to meet a king and fight a king. The best batsman should face the best bowlers. Are you with me? That is where you show the skill. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. When kings go out for battle, David stayed back. And he looked from the rooftop, having his cup of chai, and he saw a very fair woman. Having a bath, Bathsheba. I think her name was Sheba because he always takes bath. Somebody named her Bathsheba. Bathsheba. Uriah was a good man. Are you with me? This husband of Bathsheba, Uriah, was a good man. Uriah was good when he was with David. But Uriah was never good in the front line. I told one of my pastors some years back, you are good if you are with me. But you go out there and try to serve the Lord by yourself, you are not that good. I didn't mean there's a pride. I said it with deep understanding from the word. Some people are good. Are you with me? Your gifting will emerge. Your calling will emerge when you're with the man of God that God has placed over your life. But the moment you walk away to do something that God has not anointed you to do, let me tell you, you could fall into the trap of the devil and die spiritually from where you're supposed to be. I'm not saying that you will lose your salvation. I'm not saying you won't go to heaven. You will, if you have accepted Jesus. Praise the Lord. And that is why sometimes when I look at pastors and ministers of the gospel, I ask them, tell me your genealogy. Matthew chapter 1 speaks about the genealogy of Jesus. Tell me, who is your father? Tell me, what is your spiritual lineage? Who was instrumental for you coming to Jesus? Did somebody adopt you? Did somebody bring you up? Who is your father? Paul said, I am in groanings again till Christ be formed in you. Again, till Christ be again formed in you. He's trying to birth this church again. She had given birth to it once, but now it's again birthing. It's a, listen, till Christ is formed, I'm again traveling. Are you with me? This is a season and a time when people have different spiritual fathers according to convenience. Imagine your You know, you don't go to your next door neighbor and say, "Hey, Dad," because your father is a drunk, do you? You don't say that, do you? That guy might be a good man, but he's not your father. Though you have thousands of instructors, Paul said, "I became a spiritual father to you." Ah, come on, church. David was in the rooftop looking. You might be anointed like David, but Satan can always show you something. You remember Jesus was taken up into the temple heights and shown. Second Samuel chapter 13 verse 1. We're going to study the scriptures. We're going to see certain yokes being broken off. Open your mouth and say, "Certain yokes are going to be broken off from my life." Say that again. In the name of Jesus, certain yokes are going to be destroyed over my life. Certain foundational yokes are going to be destroyed that is against my life in the name of Jesus. Look at 2 Samuel 13:1. "And it came to pass after this," underline that, "it came to pass after this," after what? After David sinned against Bathsheba. Tamar, one of his daughters, and Amnon, another one of his sons, they began to like each other. After this, see, a generational thing coming down. David opened up the door. Till then, Amnon and, you know, Tamar are in the same palace. No problem. But suddenly, Amnon is saying, "Hey, sister, I never realized you're so fair and nice to look at. Hello, all these years we were playing together. We were playing Scrabble. We were playing Monopoly. We were, you know, eating. You never saw this?" "No." The moment the door was opened, the same thing operating again in that family. In the name of Jesus, let every door that you have opened up in your life close in the name of Jesus, and let your generations be blessed in the name of the Lord. Lift your hand and say, "Let it be blessed in the name of the Lord." Amen. Sometimes you get the feeling Satan is not interested in you, but is interested in your children. And for your children's sake, sometimes you got to take a stand and close the door to every generational curse and bondage and negative cycle in the family, and say, "In the name of Jesus, it stops here. It is not going on into my generation. My generation shall be blessed of the Lord." If you believe that, lift your hand, bring your children before God and glorify the name of Jesus. Apply the blood of Jesus Christ over your generation. Come on, open your mouth and say, "My children shall walk in the blessing." Every door that I've opened knowingly or unknowingly to the enemy is closed in the name of Jesus. Generational curses shall not come through me into the next generation. It shall stop with me because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and say it. Raidalam dikheva sahotuna chilama raidamanam rekhila prakanso thonia jibaba raida kalpara uthamana bausia. Come on, church, if you have the gift of tongues, pray in the Holy Ghost. Rekheli basia by the blood, by the holy blood of Jesus Christ. You remember in the book of Genesis chapter 18? 18th verse. God said, sure thing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Why? For the 19th verse. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Are you with me? Abraham, the reason you will have blessings in every area of your life is because I know that when I give you children, you will command the children after the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't leave your children to become the greatest business person or become the biggest traveler in the world. Command the children the fear of God. Allow them to serve the Lord. Allow them to stand in their calling. Keep them connected to the body of Christ. And then you will enjoy the blessing in every other area of your life. Abraham, I know that you won't compromise when it comes to your children. It is your ability to command your children and your wife in the ways of the Lord that brings, that guarantees your generational blessing flowing into you. These are loaded words of the Holy Spirit. Loaded words of the Holy Spirit. It is your ability to command. Abraham, I know you will command the children to follow after the Lord. It is your ability to command that guarantees your generational blessing. Lift your hand and say, Lord, the grace to command my family in the ways of the Lord. Say that with me. Lord, the grace, the wisdom, and the anointing to command my family in the ways of Jesus Christ. Amen. That I might have a generational blessing. See, David prayed, and you will find, you know, we don't have time. We'll continue with this in the next week too. David prayed for his son Solomon. Are you with me? Solomon, you will have peace and rest, and you shall build the temple. Generational blessing. Solomon had peace and rest, and he built the temple. God said, Solomon. David said, Solomon, you will not lack in riches, in silver or gold. So what happened? Queen Sheba had to bring the gold and silver to Solomon's court. Solomon didn't go there looking and saying, please Sheba, you are a queen, please send some silver and gold. No, Queen Sheba came looking after the generation. Was in the name of Jesus, may it be the blessing over your life. May your children be so blessed in the Lord that people come looking with silver and gold and riches. That they lack nothing in the name of Jesus. That they lack nothing in the name of Jesus. Can you imagine that? Because you command your children to serve the Lord. We command them to study higher and go to the best universities in the world and excel in everything. I'm not against that, please. But that is no guarantee of a generational blessing. If the light of God's word, if this key opens up your understanding to the truth of God's word, you command them in the fear of God, in the ways of Jesus Christ, in the scriptures of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell them about serving the Lord. Let me tell you everything else that is needed, that even after your time, even after you have died, your prayer, the effect of it will come over the generations. The blessing will flow. Lift your hand and say, the blessing will flow. Oh, in the name of Jesus. That's why you remember in Mark chapter 9, next Friday, see, at least on Fridays, if you can come with a little bit of fasting, it is good. Are you with me? Because Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark chapter 9 verse 29, this kind does not go other than through fasting. What was he speaking about? A generational problem. A father came with the son. A father came with a son who had a problem, who had an issue. Are you with me? Sometimes it is beautiful to just fast and pray and to seek the face of God and say, Lord, my family tree, to enjoy the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Every curse pronounced over my life, everything that is sent from hell, that is sent through something that has been made a mistake in the last generations, not to affect me or my generations. In the name of Jesus, let that break. Let that break tonight in the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Let it break in the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Because of lack of time, I'm just going back to the scripture we read. Genesis chapter, and then we're going to pray. Jabez prayed. But look at 1 Chronicles 4, verse 1. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 1. The sons of Judah, whose sons were they? Judah, we know, means praise. The sons of Judah. The scepter shall never depart from Judah. Are you with me? Amen. Authority is in that bloodline. This, it shall never depart. The sons of Judah. Look at the third verse. Jezreel. You will find that word Jezreel, one of the sons of the generations, which means son of God. And Ishma means to be desolate. Lack of time, we're going through the seventh verse. Ishma and Idbash, say that with me, Idbash. Bash somebody and say that, Idbash. It means the land of destruction. Fourth verse, the father of Jador means walled or enclosed. And the fifth verse, and Ashur, which means blackness. Seventh verse, and the sons of Hela. Hela means rubbish or garbage or rust. And Jabez, which means born of sorrow. Can you imagine that? Somebody's family tree who is walking in that kind of blessing, Judah, his family tree is coming to that point. Look at the eighth verse. I missed out the 8th verse. Sobeda, which means slowly. Ahar hell. Very, very last. That's what it means. Very, very last. But Jabez prayed. He sees this pattern in the tree. And Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, that you would enlarge my cause, and thy hand would be with me, and that I would be kept from evil, that I may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he prayed or requested. Prayer of deliverance for your family tree. Lift your hand and say, "Father, that you would bless me indeed." Are you with me? Are you willing to pray? Amen. Amen. Open your mouth and say, "We make a breakthrough prayer." Continue to pray through this. And some of you need to hear the scripture again and again and again till you catch that in your spirit. And then you will know the yoke is broken. You will know it. You will see it. Blessing is real. Curse is real. I don't understand your theology, but look at your life. If you see a generational thing, break it in the name of Jesus. Are you with me? I want you to stand up in your places. I want to lift your hands and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. Lord, any way that any curse or any demon or any power as authority or any legal right over my life or over my generation, in the name of Jesus, I break it, I revoke it, I command that curse, that power to be broken in the name of Jesus. My life and my generation is washed in the blood of Jesus, shall walk in the ways of God and enjoy the blessing of God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. Open your mouth and say, "Every evil river flowing through my family tree, dry up in the name of Jesus. Every evil river flowing through my family tree, dry up in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of the devil in my family tree, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every foundational yoke in my family tree, break in the name of Jesus. Every arrow sent through my family tree, break in the name of Jesus." Lift your hands and praise the name of Jesus. of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, every curse that is attached to us, I command it in the name of Jesus. I terminate you in the name of Jesus now. You have no more authority or hold in the name of Jesus. Rise up, Rakhasa Thoy. Hallelujah. Some of you know it. When you know, when it's the time of your testimony or your breakthrough, you know, your breakthrough which is around the corner, and there just seems to be suddenly a satanic revival around you. All hell that can break loose is broken loose. Like you read in Psalm 18, everything around you is just, your business is just about to take off, your breakthrough is on the point, and suddenly you don't know what hit you. God is about to use you, launch you, or you're about to move into your destiny, and suddenly everything has come around you and gripped you. That needs to be broken off. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, every satanic revival at the point of my testimony, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Opportunity, and that opportunity is wasted. Say this with me: opportunity wasters of my father's house, of my mother's house, die in the name of Jesus. You know, about to come into your breakthrough, but you know, you can see your blessing, but it almost feels as if you are in a cage. Say this: every foundational cage, break. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Say this with me. Every power binding my opportunities, in the name of Jesus, die. I pray, church, let it be a night of deliverance. Every fetish powers assigned against my life, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every sickness programmed into your brain, into your heart, into your lungs, into your blood, into your sexuality, into your womb, lose your hold. Say that with me. Every sickness programmed into my brain, into my heart, into my lungs, into my blood, into my sexuality, into my womb, lose your hold. I deprogram you in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, church, say thank you, Jesus. Every sickness programmed against your body, deprogram in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. Shabala Rabasha Hatula. break in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, anything programmed into my life to destroy my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Say that again. Anything programmed into my life to destroy my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lift your hands and praise the name of the Lord. Open your mouth and say, evil patterns, negative patterns in my family line, break in the name of Jesus. Evil patterns, negative patterns in my family line, break in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift your hand and thank the Lord for that deliverance tonight. Evict those demons. Evict those powers in the name of Jesus. God wants somebody to know that the mistakes of your parents won't become your tragedy. Open your mouth and say, I refuse to struggle with what my parents struggled with. I refuse to struggle with what my parents struggled with. In the name of Jesus. Arrows sent from my father's side, from my mother's side, backfire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every arrow sent against my life when I was a baby, break in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. Works of darkness against my body, die in the name of Jesus. Hidden grudges working against my life, die in the name of Jesus. The enemy that is mocking you by prolonging your problem, let it die in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every power that is prolonging my problem, die in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say that every power prolonging my problem, die in the name of Jesus. Amen. Power of repeated problems, die in the name of Jesus. Say that again. Power of repeated problems, die in the name of Jesus. Arrow affliction assigned against my life, die in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft assigned against my life, die in the name of Jesus. The other day I was in a man of God's house. He told me, you know, there were witchcraft done around his family. Man of God. And you break those witchcraft thing open. It was in the garden pot. You break it open, on it is written to die of sicknesses in the family. Different sicknesses. Then written that they did not serve the Lord effectively. Then return, family relationships are destroyed. And maybe you might be ignorant of it, but there are witchcraft powers. I am not saying anything here which the Holy Spirit of God has not asked me to say it. And that is to see your deliverance. So open your mouth and say, witchcraft powers working against my family, against my life, break, die in the name of Jesus. Amen. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Take your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Say this again. Every problem transferred into my life. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. There are problems that you don't need to carry, but that is transformed through the family trees. Some problems are transferred. It's not your problem. It's transformed into you to destroy your life. So he said, every problem transferred into my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. ഓരോന്നിനും ചുമക്കുന്ന ഭാരം ദൈവം തന്നിട്ടുണ്ട്, അതെടുത്താൽ മതി. വേറെ വല്ലവരുടെ ജനറേഷന്റെ അകത്തുള്ളത് നിന്റെ മേൽ വെക്കാൻ നോക്കി ഇന്ന് രാത്രി അത് യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറട്ടെ. You know, there are, I'm not calling out people, but I can see certain things over your head. There are some of you here, when you sit, there is almost like, you know, there is strangers in your body. You feel as if there is somebody there. It's a familiar spirit. You know, before, you know, this week started, the Lord told me, son, I'm stepping you into your spiritual father's anointing. God has been showing me very clearly in my spirit. So open your mouth and say, strangers in my body, hear the word of the Lord. Die in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Say this, and we're gonna, you know, there's so much more, but we're gonna continue with this next week. But I want you to say that with me. Arrows of untimely death, die in the name of Jesus. Arrows of untimely death fired against my life, die in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Lift your hands and praise the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, as Dula Sahantuna. Lift your hearts and your hands unto Jesus one more time. heart and say, Jesus, may your precious, holy and cleansing blood flow through my life, flow through my generations. Every curse, every power, every demon that is attached to my family tree, break in the name of Jesus. I command those powers to be broken in Jesus' name. My life is loosed and freed by the blood of Jesus to be a priest and a king for the glory of God. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. My family tree is redeemed, cleansed, sanctified by the blood of Jesus. I receive your deliverance now. Thank you, Jesus. I receive your word now. Believe in the promise of God and believe his prophets that you might be established. I revoke and I cancel every curse attached to your lives and to your family tree by the blood of Jesus now. I command it to be broken off. Every arrow fired against your head, against your life in the name of Jesus is broken off. Raida la rakisa la protomo silente nema. Jibriki la mahasutunom redisele. Raides el pros madansha prakansutonomsi ke prakile mensua. Skill pros yantoni. Rise fakasi lem raide. Seke bradasa prakesa tulamse. Sike prize and demon and masike prosiana. Jibrikeli rismadanshala. Raike prize and tela masantona. Raike prasem deli ma raike sulle dei mani se vecchela raide cal prosim te lamento raide chi se freca prose lente praise me chelua si che praise caprando lo nomo si chepria cipre chi lo dus menti giambre dis ma lanca so che fra la dis prenda giambre chi su l'om ti freca sempre dale Chambre Kesha Lame Prakina Sika Raki Pros Ray the Lost Miranda Chambre Kesha Lame Antoni Sitranka La Dusse Mento Siki Prakanto Los Merente Inizia Sika Praito Los Mento Los Ima Kesul Antena Chambre Kings Luma Risa Branda Laisa Nankara Rai delle menso do come se lento rumose Michele nebe ci Michele menso vente si che precaso e te la la messanto si che precaso le mento rose precanto Rai delle menso procon se le menti di me che si che precaso e sento lo sia Sente le maise che bella, giambre chi lo sombre chi le mezzo, libre che esce l'elemento. Si che presto l'onto raspe che dosi l'elemento, gibra che tu luz prende l'eba sica, raiga praise l'elemento, romo sempre. Ento luz marine di lima nasi antoro, gibra chi su l'ombra chesa. Che praise lento luz lento roma chesa cipre che tu luz dalla lento luz mechela rai che praise lento luz dalla cipre cale si caprada lo se prata rai che lei sprenta lo se prenta dalla se lenca rai te lei ma si caprada lei sprenta dolo Rai dalla seke la rana, cibra dalla simbra testo, silo. Cibra che la sima dal siantoro, libra dell'ente mezzendo lo mose. Cibra che la mosi frecendo, cibra cande lei sbrante l'ena. Sembra casa l'alto, sembra che la sembra. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. 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 Right as the hail of Rakose. Oh! Foundational curses. Generational curses broken off. Broken off. Broken off in the name of Jesus. Yeah, receive your freedom. Right, Ajada. Receive your freedom. Right, Ajada. Ziba Baba, Lashimana, Dekara Ziada. Jiba Baba, Raida Jalam, Dekemara, Sohoto. Jiba Baba, Raida Jalam, Derima Kasuantemia. Baba, right the jalam, sekara, right on the bredo, masi ke pro, sekena, breathe in his mahandus, mento, Jesus' name. I Rakasa Lato Chibaba Raida Silento. The power of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost. Si che mara sento l'uomo si prende, chi baba barrai da ciò le metto, rei di me le santo nam se chele. Just be still for a minute. Let your rich anointing oil, Lord, just flow through your people over the generations. I speak your word, a blessing over them. May your face shine upon them. May your favor rest upon them. May they enjoy true liberty and true deliverance in every area of their lives and walk in the blessing of God. Through the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, I declare it over their lives. Every affliction that was prolonging in their lives be broken off. Let there be supernatural grace, supernatural blessing and empowerment. May their lives be never the same again. To hands I commit them and I bless them. Lord, your word declares you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Build your church, let not the gates of hell ever prevail against your children. I bless them with long life, good health, and the blessing and the prosperity of God. As I bless them in the name of the Father. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I bless them in the name of the Holy Spirit. If you're blessed tonight, lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hug somebody and tell them you are free in the name of the Lord.
Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.